The two District 29 hopefuls are Republican Ron Jordan and Democrat Chris Tuck. The district is a mixture of residential, industrial, and commercial, with the last represented by the businesses clustered about Diamond Boulevard between Lake Otis Parkway and Minnesota Drive. The district's southern boundary is O'Malley Road. For political and representative experience, Republican Jordan points to a lengthy involvement with the Taku Campbell Community Council, including as council chair. 2 years ago, Tuck was elected to the Anchorage School Board and serves as its treasurer. Jordan sees future legislators caught in a fiscal quandary, dwindling revenues balanced against essential services.
One of the issues that we have is a budget issue coming up because of declining oil prices. We need to look at how we're going to budget this. Having said that, we also have issues in regards to need of more state troopers, need of better highway system and safer highway system, as well as education.
Jordan says Alaskans are going to have to lower their expectations as to just what the capital and supplemental budgets can do. Even with future budget restrictions, the Republican candidate says increasing trooper numbers is tantamount.
I talked to Colonel Holloway, and he said that we need 150 more troopers on the road and in the state, because we're looking at a population increase to 800,000, 1.2 million, according to Alaska magazine called Trends, by the year 2020.
Within District 29 itself, Jordan sees an improved road system as a major goal.
Going east-west through my district is real hard. They're working on Dowling interchange and bypass and 76 extensions, and with Target going in up around 104th. That's going to create more traffic issues up there.
When it comes to education, Jordan says people in his district are worried about students dropping out of school and not graduating. Not surprisingly, education is a big concern with his challenger, current school board member Chris Tuck. Tuck, who is an electrician and active in job training programs, wants more state support of secondary and post-secondary construction trade education. Although he acknowledges in times of shrinking state revenues, such training programs often suffer.
It's a lot cheaper to prepare kids for college than it is for vocational education or a career in technical education, because it takes specialized classes, specialized classrooms, specialized instructors, and specialized materials, and that gets costly.
But Tuck says that's the only way Alaska will develop a workforce that can take advantage of future big projects, like the gas pipeline. Tuck also wants to fully fund the Sciences and Technology Department at the University of Alaska Anchorage. He says students could combine prototype development and machine tool knowledge to develop new products based on the state's natural resources. Tuck says roads are just one issue for District 29.
People from all socioeconomic backgrounds, we have a lot of industry, we have a lot of retail, we have a lot of warehousing. So you have competing demands for how you want to see development, and you have a balance that needs to be played between residents and industry. And so it's really unique, and with that comes some unique solutions.
He says the current national economic situation has fostered a common concern.
Knowing that Alaska is usually a year, two, 3 years behind, there is some concern. The concern that we may not be insulated from that. And the concern that a gas line is taking too long to get started.
The Jordan-Tuck contest was sidetracked a bit by a Republican Party complaint in September to the state divisions of election that Tuck was not using his legal name. Tuck's biological father had abandoned the family just before his birth, and the candidate has simply used his stepfather's name all through his Anchorage schooling and career. The divisions of elections summarily dismissed the Republican complaint earlier this week. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.